In April, Podorzer began hosting a weekly 2.5-hour Zoom. It was structured around a series of rapid-fire 5-minute presentations on everything from which ads were working to messaging to legal strategy. The invitation-only gathering soon attracted hundreds, creating a rare shared base of knowledge for the fractious progressive movement. At the risk of talking trash about the left, there's not a lot of good information sharing, says Anat Shankar Osorio, a close Podorzer friend whose poll-tested messaging guidance shaped the group's approach. There's a lot of not-invented-here syndrome, where people won't consider a good idea if they didn't come up with it. The meetings became the galactic center for a constellation of operatives across the left who shared overlapping goals but didn't usually work in concert. The group had no name, no leaders, and no hierarchy, but it kept the disparate actors in sync. Pod played a critical behind-the-scenes role in keeping different pieces of the movement infrastructure in communication and aligned, says Maurice Mitchell, National Director of the Working Families Party. You have the litigation space, the organizing space, the political people just focused on the W, and their strategies aren't always aligned. He allowed this ecosystem to work together. Protecting the election would require an effort of unprecedented scale. As 2020 progressed, it stretched to Congress, Silicon Valley, and the nation's statehouses. It drew energy from the summer's racial justice protests, many of whose leaders were a key part of the liberal alliance. And eventually, it reached across the aisle into the world of Trump-skeptical Republicans appalled by his attacks on democracy. The first task was overhauling America's bulky election infrastructure in the middle of a pandemic. For the thousands of local, mostly nonpartisan officials who administer elections, the most urgent need was money. They needed protective equipment like masks, gloves, and hand sanitizer. They needed to pay for postcards letting people know they could vote absentee, or in some states, to mail ballots to every voter. They needed additional staff and scanners to process ballots.